This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled segments of the Republican National Political Convention, scheduled to be held next month in Jacksonville, Florida, because of the increasing number of coronavirus cases. At a White House briefing Thursday evening, Trump said he did not think it was the right time to hold the convention. Trump said that the delegate meetings in Charlotte, North Carolina would continue and the nomination would be put forth there. He said other events would be done with telerallies and that he still plans to do a convention speech, although in a different form.
And I'll still do a convention speech in a different form, but we won't do a big crowded convention per se. It's just not the right time for that.
The president's announcement came on a day that the United States passed more than 4 million confirmed infections with coronavirus and 144,000 deaths. The Justice Department's Inspector General's office says it will conduct a review of the conduct of federal agents who responded to unrest in Portland, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Local authorities in both cities have complained the presence of federal agents has exacerbated tensions in the streets. In Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has been among those tear-gassed, and federal agents have been accused of whisking people away in unmarked cars without probable cause. In Washington, investigators will look at the training and instruction provided to agents who responded to protest activity at Lafayette Square near the White House. Among questions are whether the agents followed Justice Department guidelines, including identification requirements, the deployment of chemical agents, and the use of force. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States has charged four Chinese nationals with visa fraud for allegedly lying about their membership in China's armed forces. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, three of the four are in custody, but the fourth is said to be in China's San Francisco consulate.
The FBI says it believes that a woman, Duan Tang, had served in the Chinese military but claimed she didn't on her visa application, which they say is fraud. There are espionage concerns. Duan worked at the University of California. The news comes just a day after the U.S. ordered China's Houston consulate to close, quote, to protect American intellectual property and private information, without giving specifics. Senator Marco Rubio, the acting chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, is saying that the Houston consulate was a central node of the Chinese Communist Party's espionage and influence operations. China's state media said in editorials on Thursday that the order to shut the Houston consulate is an attempt to blame Beijing for White House failures ahead of the November presidential election.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. The number of laid-off Americans seeking unemployment benefits rose for the first time in months as the coronavirus spreads in some states. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Weekly jobless claims jumped to 1.4 million last week.
That's the first time we've seen an increase in claims since late March.
PNC chief economist Gus Fauché.
It could be that we're seeing more businesses close down because either states are restricting economic activity to control the spread of the virus, or simply that consumers aren't going out.
The Labor Department says that roughly 32 million people are receiving unemployment benefits, although some economists say that figure is likely closer to 25 million. Shelley Antler, Washington.
New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's outrage over a Republican lawmaker's verbal assault on her expanded Thursday as she and other Democrats took to the House floor. In an incident witnessed by a reporter, the Florida Representative Ted Yoho, a Republican, angrily confronted Ocasio-Cortez this week and profanely insulted her. Ocasio-Cortez said that the incident is indicative of a culture of sexism and violence against women.
It is a culture of lack of impunity, of accepting of violence and violent language against women, and an entire structure of power that supports that.
Representative Yoho expressed some contrition for the incident this week, but Ocasio-Cortez has rejected it as insufficient.